Welcome to In the Studio. I'm Teresa, and today we are talking about what happens when an entire city decides to move as one. There is a movement growing in our streets, schools, and neighborhoods led by Love Costa Mesa, an organization dedicated to bridging the gaps between our churches, businesses, and city leadership. On May 7th, the National Day of Prayer, this vision is taking center stage as 51 churches gather at Generations OC for a citywide prayer and worship night. Joining us today to share the heart behind this massive collaboration is a man who is truly a catalyst for prayer in our community. He is the Prayer Initiative Director for Love Costa Mesa and a leader who values unity across every denomination and generation. Please help me welcome today's guest, Kaiten Garcia. Will you lead us in prayer before we get started?
Yes. Thank you for the really generous introduction. Let me pray.
Thank you.
Lord, we are just so grateful that this whole story of uniting the body of Christ and helping people in a city work together was your idea, and you have already gone so far ahead of us. And all we get to do is just align with the desire that you already have. We don't have to strive for it, make up new strategies, but simply just see what's on your heart and follow through with it and bring other people along, Lord. So as we enter this conversation, we ask very specifically for inspiration and for imagination that comes from your Holy Spirit on how we can transform our city together, but beyond that, how we can become one as the body of Christ, Lord, because that's what you prayed in John 17. So we just ask that you would bless this time and that you would be in our midst and that you would be moving and speaking in us and through us as we talk. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. The one body concept with 51 churches participating. This is a massive undertaking. What does it look like to see so many different denominations come together as one body in Costa Mesa?
That is a great question. Even though Love Costa Mesa has been around for about 15 years now, we are still discovering what that looks like. And I don't think it's an answer that one person can respond to. I think it's the responsibility of the community, of every single believer, like Paul talks about the priesthood of all believers, to take ownership and to decide the outcome of oneness together. So this is simply an attempt. The event that we're talking about, the Citywide Prayer and Worship Night, is simply an attempt to bring people together in a room and imagine what could be when denominations, different ethnic groups, different languages, different worship styles, prayer styles come together and paint a mosaic. I really love when we do this. It's also extremely messy, but it's really, really well worth it. And it's really fun. It's just like a family. You get all these different siblings, you know, different temperaments, different age groups coming together around, you know, the dinner table. And it's fun and it's messy and it's chaotic, but it's beautiful. And that's what family is about. So we're hoping to paint that same picture on May 7th at the event.
That funny uncle that says weird things.
Exactly. Yeah, there's all sorts of people.
I will say I've been to a few now and it is very cool. What does it look like for me as a person just experiencing it directly with no denomination, non-denominational, let's say it that way.
Yeah.
I think it's so beautiful because it is a visual of unity and no one's arguing because you're literally there to pray and worship.
Yes.
And it's not about you. Mm-hmm. It's not about what you think. It's not about what you want. It's literally about Jesus and just praying over the city and being very intentional with how you're spending that time in prayer. So I love it personally. I think it's a really good community stepping stone. Like if you don't know people, you know, in the community or you're looking for a new church, to have 51 churches represented in one space, that's very, very, very rare. Yeah. So I encourage anyone who might be in that space of looking or searching or just loves to pray, loves to worship, and you're free on May 7th. It's going to be at Generations OC. All the details will be at kbrightradio.com/events, so you can go there. National Day of Prayer, the event falls on that day. Why is it important for the local church to align its specific city prayers with what's happening on a national level?
Yeah, that's a great question. What I prayed and mentioned earlier was this whole worldview of isolation versus connection. That's really like the grassroots level thinking of what we're trying to do. Churches operate in isolation for the most part. I think there's exceptions, and gladly we can say that Costa Mesa is one of those exceptions. Mm-hmm. Christians also operate individually. Like, they'll go to church, but then during the week, for the most part, they're kind of living their own Christian life. And in the same way, the body of Christ in general kind of operates in isolation to the practical spiritual and relational challenges in their geographic context. And those are a lot of words, but what I mean by that mm-hmm. is that we care about what's happening with our people mm-hmm. that we relate to.
Yes.
But are we intentionally putting ourselves in the perspective of how does God see this nation? How does God see our state? How does God see our city? And more often than not, the way that God sees our nation, state, and city is going to surprise us. I don't think it's perfectly reflected in any environment sure. or organization or circumstance. I don't think that government is going to perfectly reflect God's will all the time. I don't think that churches will.
Yeah.
So the whole idea is to come together and ask God, Lord, beyond my own church's preference, beyond my political preference, beyond my region or city's preference, like, what would you have in mind if your kingdom were to invade our city, our state, or our nation?
What are some of the specific needs or challenges in Costa Mesa specifically that you're most hopeful to see addressed through collective prayer?
I love that question because it brings people toward thinking about their specific local context. Like
yes.
you're asking about Costa Mesa.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will pray very generic prayers about, yeah. Lord, do this in our nation, do this in our globe. But change starts right in front of you. Like, we have a friend named Christopher Perrin. He's a pastor in the area.
Yes, we love Chris.
Yeah, he's awesome. And he always says, like, the kingdom of God is right in front of you.
Yeah.
So you can transform the world with the people and the places right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
We can pray these generic prayers about the nation, and I think that's important, and about our state. But it's one bite at a time. You eat an elephant one bite at a time. So in Costa Mesa, the things that we are praying specifically for is, number one, for unity in the body of Christ.
Yes.
That's what Jesus prayed on John 17 yeah. before he went to the cross.
Yeah.
There were other things on his mind
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm.
But before we think about ending homelessness or ending illiteracy in schools mm-hmm. or ending domestic violence or gang violence mm-hmm. or depression or anxiety, mm-hmm. we have to evaluate our own body, the body of Christ, and say, are we whole? Are we fragmented? And how do we respond
to
that?
Yeah.
So number one, unity in the body of Christ, not just relational unity, mm-hmm. not just friendship, but a whole paradigm shift mm-hmm. and realignment toward one another and toward Jesus. That is sacrificial. It changes maybe the way that you view other denominations, other expressions, and so on. The next one would be practical transformation, or maybe even, like other people call it, healing.
Mm-hmm.
So there are definitely some pain points in our city. One of them I mentioned was gang violence. That's a very prominent one in Costa Mesa mm-hmm. that's rising currently.
Mm-hmm.
And we are trying to pray and act toward transforming that.
Yeah.
That would be one. Illiteracy in our young people is also rising. And then also, just like how our nation experiences it in Costa Mesa, there is a lot of tension ethnically and politically, and we would love for the body of Christ to soothe that pain and to bring healing in that
mm-hmm.
area.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, probably just for a celebration of what God is doing in the city. Like, we always go into prayer like, Lord, do this. I'm asking you for this. I'm requesting this. And that's totally fine. But oftentimes it can actually get a little bit tiring when we're just asking for things and asking for things.
Yeah.
But what if we shifted our perspective instead of just asking to say, Lord, what if we just celebrated what you're doing in our city? And that actually inspires us to praise God more and live confidently, live our faith out confidently in our world.
I think that you nailed it right there when it feels almost not like a to-do list, but you're checking off all the boxes for your wish list, and God's not a genie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like you know, when we're praying, it's not, it's almost like you have to have the mindset of worship and praise, right? Yeah. Like my pastor always says, start with thanking Jesus, thanking mm-hmm. God, right? Like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You are so magnificent. You're so amazing. Having that gratitude and saying, you have done it all and you are worthy of our praise, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done and created and all the blessings. And then go into specific prayer. Yeah. And the more specific you are, the better. Like, I make mistakes of not being specific, and then he lets me know you weren't specific. And I'm like, man, he loves to be really funny. True. Yeah. So anyways, there's so many questions. Why? Let's do rapid fire questions.
Sure.
Why was it a priority to have the next generation lead the way in prayer this year?
Yeah. So one of the segments that we have is that we're going to have young people come up on stage and pray for their own generation. It comes back to that whole idea of the priesthood of all believers. Mm-hmm. The body of Christ is not pastors only. Mm-hmm. They are included in the body of Christ, yes. But it's also isolated elderly, moms and dads,
yes.
Children, young people. And we want to give them a voice to intercede on behalf of their own generation this year.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be really cool because we're going to have young people on the microphone praying for other young
that.
People.
Yeah. I just got the chill. I love that because they have a voice and they matter, and what they say, it's kind of like that new mind, right?
Exactly.
It's a fresh, like, new mind. And the next generation, they have a right to speak and say what, you know, is on their heart and mind.
Exactly.
So I love that. Diverse worship. We're going to see multiple languages and different musical expressions on stage. How does this diversity enhance the worship experience for those attending?
Mm-hmm. In Costa Mesa, we're 40% Hispanic.
Yeah, Spanish.
Mm-hmm. And for the most part, most of those individuals also are Spanish speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have about 50% non-Hispanic people, mm-hmm. and then we have about 10% of other diverse ethnicities.
Mm-hmm.
So we would just really love for the whole expression of the body of Christ to be displayed on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And we also would love for it to be an environment that feels welcoming to people that may not just speak English. It's going to be challenging for those who don't speak Spanish, but it's also going to be challenging for those who speak Spanish and don't speak English.
Yeah.
And we're just going to go have fun and see what happens when we worship together.
All right. May 7th, 6 p.m. community hour. And then you have 7 to 9 is worship. It's going to be at Generations OC, which is 3186 Pullman Street in Costa Mesa. 51 churches represented, guys. There's going to be free burritos, youth games, an art show. There's so much going on in the city, and we need to unite together to be one body of Christ locally here in Costa Mesa. If you're around, if you're not close by and want to catch a ride with someone, carpool, get here. We really want to see you. I think this is going to be a really, really great event. Again, for any information that you want on the event, you can go to kbrightradio.com/events. Kaiten, I'm so grateful you made it today so that you can talk about it. Any last words from you?
To see the body of Christ work together, it takes everyone. It's not just one group. It's not just Love Costa Mesa. It's not just K-Bright. So we need you as a representative of the body of Christ to show up. Not just to an event, but to an expression of unity in our city. So please join us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And God bless.
This has been In the Studio, a public affairs presentation of the Crawford Media Group. Please email us your comments, suggestions, and ideas to publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com. Again, that's publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com.